Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
We welcome you to CUTV News Radio. We're live right now. It's 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific, here at the Broadcast Center. And it's great to have you with us. CUTV News Radio is a service of the award-winning CUTV News. It is Thursday, July 19th, 2018. We hope you're having a wonderful day, and we welcome our audience around the world. We have listeners who tune in from all points of the globe, and we get wonderful feedback from all around the United States, Canada, and of course Europe, Asia, Australia, wherever folks reside. We seem to get feedback from everywhere, and that is absolutely wonderful. Our guest today is Susan Hastings, who is president and founder of the Creative Communications Center, a visionary seminar, consulting, coaching, and hypnotherapy company located in Hanover, New Hampshire. By combining the best of traditional and non-traditional approaches, she works with people to realize their potential and to make a difference. Today, Susan is one of the top course leaders for the American Management Association, which is an international seminar company. She offers her services through workshops, seminars, hypnotherapy, and coaching in her book, journal, teleseries, and her book, Walking the Spiritual Path with Practical Feet, 10 Visionaries Who Make a Difference. Walking the Spiritual Path with Practical Feet, 10 Visionaries Who Make a Difference offers advice from 10 influential visionary leaders who write from the heart and soul on how to live a more purposeful, fulfilling life. Synchronicity is one of Susan's favorite words, and it has been a big influence in how she chose the 10 visionaries to write the chapter in her book. The book is a wonderful reminder of the things that we know but need to reinforce in our lives to reconnect with the spiritual essence that resides deep within each of us. The spiritual and the practical are intertwined. Now 82, Susan reflects on her strong values to make a difference, but she's not done yet. She recently launched Hastings Hypnotherapy to continue a lifetime of great work. She wanted to do hypnotherapy because she wanted to go deeper with people. Coaching is great. Therapy is great, but hypnosis takes you to a whole different level, and truly she has seen so many lives transformed, which has been very beautiful for the individual and for Susan doing the amazing work that she does. For more information, you can visit Creative Communications Center at www.adifference.com. That's adifference.com. And also HastingsHypnotherapy.com. Now, the book, Walking the Spiritual Path with Practical Feet, 10 Visionaries Who Make a Difference, the book, journal, and CDs are all available at adifference.com. That's the letter A, difference.com. Okay, let's welcome Susan to the show. We've got a lot to get to. The half hours always go by extraordinarily fast. Susan, welcome to CUTV News Radio. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you with us today, and we hope your day is going well.
Thanks a lot, Jim. It's an honor to be here and to be asked to be on this program, and it's a beautiful day outside and inside, too, as it turns out.
You're welcome. Great to have you with us today. So tell us, what inspired you early on in your life's journey to want to do this amazing work that you do, Susan? Were there certain things that sort of spoke to you and called to you to make this part of your life's mission and purpose?
Well, Jim, interesting that you asked that, because if anybody had told me at the age of 14 that I would end up making my living speaking, I would have said, surely you jest. I had a very traumatic experience when I was shipped off to prep school. As being the most homesick girl at Northfield School for Girls in the 26 years of tenure of the vice principal. which I later found out. And so all I did was cry. And so, of course, if you're going to cry all the time, you're not going to study. If you're not going to study, you're not going to be able to answer questions in class. And I can still remember this wonderful exchange teacher from England asking me a question. And, of course, instead of being smart enough to say, I don't know, I faked an answer and everybody laughed at me. Well, that was it. I didn't open my mouth if I didn't have to the whole rest of the time that I was at Northfield. And then I went to college, and I can still remember where I was sitting when in a humanities class of 100 people, the professor asked me a question, and I have no idea what the answer was, but I'll tell you, it was not Cyclops. And this time it was 100 people laughing at me. And that, again, just was the nail in the coffin. So I actually ended up going to all my professors at my college and just said, I don't expect you to stop asking me questions, but I want you to know that when you do, I freeze so much that I don't remember the question, never mind the answer. Fortunately, I was a good enough student that they were very kind to me. But it was many years later, I probably was in my early 40s, late 30s, when I was a counselor at the local middle school. And I saw that there was a course called Parent Effectiveness Training, and that it would really increase communication skills and help with parenting. And I didn't think I needed it as a parent, but I thought it would help me for something in my work. So I took the course, and it was so humbling. It's all I learned as a parent that I didn't even know I needed. And so the teacher actually asked me if I would take over for her. And I said, no, I can't. I can't speak in public. That was my standard answer. And but then I decided, okay, I would go on for advanced training, knowing I wouldn't teach it, but at least to deepen my skills. So I put in a proposal at my school, and sure enough, they accepted to pay for it. So I went and took this advanced course in parent effectiveness training, and I thought, this is so important for parents to know. I need to come back and teach it. And so I made myself get over my fear, and I did. And one thing led to another, you know, teaching parent effectiveness training, then someone from American Management Association learning about my work through our mutual publicist person. And so I ended up teaching. I'm not currently teaching for American Management Association, but I did. You're right. I did for 18 years. And so this just sort of grew from one thing to another. So as I say, it's ironic I make my living speaking now.
And you thoroughly enjoy it, right? Real passionate about it, enthusiastic about it, and look at every day as new and exciting and connecting with people and networking and impacting their lives in such a positive way, right?
I totally love it. I totally love it. And when I decided I was going to retire a few years ago, I mean, after all, there's the time. And I remember my friends and colleagues saying, Susie, you'll never retire. And actually, they were right. And but I'm not on planes 24/7 now. And so I'm really happy to just be more local now.
Let's talk about the Creative Communications Center. What was the seed planted that was the very first steps for the creation of the Creative Communications Center, and what was the hope and dream and vision when creating the center?
Well, you know, I honestly don't know. So much of my life, Jim, has been in spite of me, not because of me. It's like just listening to when the doors open and the intuition hits. And I just know that as I started doing the kinds of things I did, I thought, well, I guess I should have a name for my company, sort of the thing to do. And everything at that time, and basically still is in one way or another, about communications. And so I just sort of came up with the name Creative Communications. And then as my company grew, I added center to it. And then I thought, well, you know, any company has got to have a logo. And so I thought I just want to have something with a heart, because I remember since the age of 4, I've just loved things with hearts. And I thought, oh, Susie, that's so tacky for business. That's not going to fly. So, I also like, you know, the hands, you know, sort of the cupped hands. And I thought, well, that's really pretty tacky too. And then I can still remember waking up at 2 o'clock one morning and saying, your logo is a heart in hands. And I thought that was probably the, you know, tackiest of all in the corporations. But the next day, at the time, I was studying in something called A Course in Miracles. And I was studying, and what I read that morning was, I place the peace of God in your heart and in your hands to hold and share. The heart is pure to hold it, and the hands are strong to give it. We cannot lose. And so that was it. So I actually have my logo made into a pendant, which I wear all the time. So that's sort of how it started. I mean, it wasn't really by design. It was more like, I guess it's time to do something like that.
Mm. So let's talk about what the center actually does a little more in-depthly. Tell us about some of the services and what you actually do at the center.
Well, it is the workshops and the seminars and consulting and coaching. And as you pointed out in the introduction, now hypnotherapy. I am a certified therapist, and then now I'm a certified hypnotist. So that's why I'm called a hypnotherapist rather than just a hypnotist. And so I just work with both organizations and people to look at what's going on in their lives, how do they want to make a difference and have their lives be different. And it's a matter of doing a lot of listening, Jim, and that's where so much of the communications is a part of that. And so it's just kind of grown. When I look at, you know, from starting with putting up flyers in my community for parent effectiveness training to doing, you know, some international work on workshops, it's pretty astounding. But it just sort of emerged. So, so I'm still doing it, but on a lesser scale, so I have more time to literally smell the roses, but I don't seem to take enough time for that sometimes, too.
You have a website that I mentioned during the course of the introduction called adifference.com. Tell us a little bit about that. It's a great name.
To me, really, I went through a 4-hour values session to find out what my very top value was. And as it turns out, it really is about making a difference. And which I basically inherited from my mother, who really felt that no day was complete if she hadn't done something to make a difference for somebody. And so I had a great business coach, Mark LeBlanc, at that time. And when I was trying to decide on a website, we kind of collectively came up with a difference.
Now, you said you went through a 4-hour values session. That sounds really, really fascinating to me. What is a values session for folks listening who are not familiar with what that is? It sounds like something that we all should experience.
Well, it's like you keep asking yourself, what's more important? If you had to make a choice between this and this, what would you take? So, for instance, if you had to make a choice between health and happiness, what would you take? And then if you choose, okay, I would choose, let's say, health. If somebody said that, okay, well, then what would you choose if it had to be between health and for instance, making a difference? So anyway, this literally took 4 hours with someone who was a master at the process, and that's what it turned out that the final one for me was making a difference.
That's really amazing. Again, I think that's something that everybody should experience. It sounds really wonderful. Now, the book you have, tell us about the development of the book. How did you come up with the title, Walking the Spiritual Path with Practical Feet, 10 Visionaries Who Make a Difference? I mean, you talk about synchronicity. How did that affect the book, and what was, again, your vision for the book, bringing all of this top talent together?
Well, over the years, I've had some pretty amazing, beautiful spiritual experiences, and people have often said to me, Susie, you really ought to write a book. And I've always come up with the same answer. I don't have anything to say that somebody else hasn't said better. And but finally, when I said that to Marshall Goldsmith, when I was a coach for Tuck School at Dartmouth, he was an adjunct professor and came and gave these wonderful lectures that I could sit in on. And for some reason, Marshall took an interest in me, and he actually offered me an hour of his time. I was in the process of creating a coaching institute to teach other people how to become coaches. And so he said, Susie, you really ought to write a book. And so, of course, I gave him my standard answer. And he said, that's not a good excuse. You should then compile a book of different authors. And he said, I'll write a chapter for you. And it's like, what? Marshall Goldsmith, who is world famous, will write, you know, a chapter for me. But Marshall is a Buddhist, and he is one of the most wonderful giving people in the world. Bottom line, he did. And so that encouraged me to ask other people, one of whom was Ken Shelton, who is a ghostwriter for the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and on it went. And people, anytime I asked anybody, some of whom are famous worldwide, some are famous only to me, I always got the same answer. I'd be honored to write a chapter. And so I wrote a chapter too. I figured I better at least contribute to my own book. But it's amazing. And, you know, one of the things that's been great about preparing for this time is I've went and have been rereading the book and re-listening to the teleseries, because then each one of those authors, except for one that didn't work for her to do it, actually came and I had a teleseries with each one of these famous, wonderful people, famous, as I said, to me, and mostly to others one way or another. And they all said, sure, they would come and do that. So, and they spoke about something different on the teleseries. So that was just magical for me. I never intended to do anything like that, but I do have Marshall to thank for it.
He's wonderful. He's actually become a personal friend of mine, and we did a TV video interview with him in our studio, and we've done a multitude of radio shows with him and doing more projects with him. He is a true source of inspiration, and his perspective, his wisdom are unmatched. He's just an amazing, amazing individual. So I'm glad you had an opportunity to work with him and network with him, and he sort of tapped you in the way that he did. He is just absolutely amazing. So that's a wonderful experience shared with us.
We still stay connected. And as a matter of fact, when I knew I was going to do this, I wrote him and I said, Marshall. So anyway, he said how much he has enjoyed talking with you too, Jim. So it's very mutual.
He's a wonderful man. Yeah, absolutely. He saw that you just needed a little wind in your sail, I guess. And, he said, write a chapter for you, and definitely you wouldn't turn him down, and you've already started. I mean, that's an amazing experience. So you've got this book, and it's visionary also to have these people, these experts, a part of the book as well, and totally understand now why the website is called what it is and why everything is called Creative Communication Center with the umbrella. You're using your creativity in the way you engage the person, just like Marshall Goldsmith did with you. He did something very inspirational and very creative that he went, you know, about motivating you, and it happened quickly. If you draw on that creativity, you cut to the chase rather quickly, don't you?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, it certainly is important to have some skills, you know, but I really rely a lot on my own intuition, and it's about, it really is about listening, whether it's, you know, top corporations or someone who's just struggling to get out of bed each day. So just really listening and getting to the core of what really matters to them, and let them draw out what it does. So yeah, certainly Marshall and his Buddhist way of doing things. And I was just re-listening to his CD the other day, And it's just wonderful. I mean, yeah, so what can I say? So, yes, it's about just trying to connect with somebody and heart to heart, and that's what it's about for me.
Let's talk about some of the highlights with your past workshops and coaching programs. Do you have some favorites, and are you still doing those?
I do have some favorites, and there again, it was fun to reflect on what are some of these favorites. One of the things I did is I created a two-part leadership institute that was 4 days one time and a follow-up of 3 days another. And I was asked to do that by a company called Storage USA, and I did that for a long time. And then I did it for Federal Railroad and a branch of the Army, and so that was really, really fun to do. And the Coaching Institute that I mentioned that Marshall helped me with was another to help other people become coaches. And then I certified them from my little small company as holistic coaches. One of my very favorite coaching programs that when I look back on that, I thought, oh, that's something I'd really want to start doing more of again, which is a one-day coaching program to come and spend a full day with me. And I actually, my own coach at the time, Terry Levine, who is a world-famous coach, invited me to come and spend a day with her, which I did, and it was so helpful that I thought, I think I will do that myself. So I did and had some wonderful results with people who came and spent a full day. I have a really great manual for people who are coming for that, and they spend a day with me, and I take them out to lunch, and it's followed by monthly get-togethers to follow up on the action plan that they have come up with. So whatever the issue is that they're dealing with, whether it's a business issue or a personal issue, it's my total focus time with them for a full day. And if they'd like to have a hypnosis session, I include that as well. So that's certainly a high. What I look back on that as a real highlight. And another one is we're teaching a great course called Living Your Purpose on Purpose. And that was a program that was created by Meredith Sowers, who founded the Still Point Foundation, which is still there. And it's the only workshop that I give that I don't have a set price. I just do it by donation. It's so important. I don't want anyone not to be able to come because of that. And that has been wonderful. And talk about synchronicity, Jim. That is such a part of my life. And certainly going back to the book, some of the authors in the book is like, what in the world brought this person into my life? And my definition of synchronicity is not something that you'll find in Webster's, but my definition is, what are the odds? And so it's like, what are the odds that I'll meet that person, or that this book will come to me, or whatever? And that basically happened with how I ended up, teaching this Living Your Purpose on Purpose. But when I went for the advanced training, I was talking to a couple of people one night, wondering whether or not I really should teach it or not. And the next morning, I woke up and I looked at my email. And at 5 o'clock in the morning, when I was sound asleep, there was an email from me to me that simply said yes. And so anyway, so that was a very powerful workshop to teach, because people's lives were, they just changed as a result of what they were doing to look at what mattered to them. So those are a few of the highlights. I could certainly tell you more, but those are a few.
Let's talk about Hastings Hypnotherapy. You started something new almost a decade ago. What is it that makes hypnosis, do you feel, any better than coaching and therapy that you've done for so many years now?
Well, it's just a matter of being able to go deeper and work with someone's subconscious and not just on the conscious level. And again, that's a matter of synchronicity. I spent winters down in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, And the first winter I was there, like almost 10 years ago, I was going to a Qigong class. And the nice thing about Qigong is that people get together afterwards for either coffee or lunch or whatever. And so at that time, I met this woman who we were just, you know, who are you and what do you do? And so we were just sharing that. And she wanted to have a coaching session. And she said, could we do an exchange? She said, I do a massage and I also do hypnosis. Would you like a massage? And I said, well, no, I really would rather learn about hypnosis. And so that's how that all started. And what was interesting about that is she told me later, she woke up that morning and got this message herself, go to Qigong. There's someone you're supposed to meet there. She never had been before. She never went again during that season. And yet when I saw the how powerful hypnosis is, it turns out ironically that the headquarters of the National Guild of Hypnotists is actually in New Hampshire. So anyway, I called them as soon as I got back, and then that summer went to get training. And so I love it. I mean, hypnosis has been amazing in some of the results with people that just to give you a couple of examples, there is a woman who has MS, multiple sclerosis, and she was in a wheelchair and she hadn't walked for 2 years and she had gone for cell therapy and everything else. Long and the short is she came and had a hypnosis session with me, and it was just amazing. What came to me that her legs were saying, we want to walk, we want to walk, we want to walk. And the long and the short of it is she came out of that trance and she said, I will walk. I'll take 5 steps tomorrow and I will take 10 by Sunday. And sure enough, she came to show off and she was doing it, went up and down the hall walking, not by herself, but with some help, which is simply amazing. And when she went to show her parents, I mean, they just burst in tears. And you know, people who have been smoking sometimes for 30 years, sometimes they'll stop immediately. Other times they won't at all. It's a very humbling experience to be a hypnotist, Jim, because the thing that really sets it apart is to really, whether it works or not, is people's motivation. Do they really want it or do they just want to want it? And if they really want it, I have seen people give up smoking who have been, currently, I've been working with someone who had been smoking since she was 11, and she's now in her 50s, and has to stop smoking in order to have a lung transplant. And anyway, she was so motivated, she gave up smoking. But at the same time, her daughter came who decided she wanted to stop smoking, but she didn't. She went to a bar that night and started smoking again. So you know, it's humbling. And but when it really connects with somebody. Actually, one of my favorite ways of hypnosis is what's called soul coaching, is when somebody is in trance, to ask them, if your soul could speak to you now, what would it say? And again, some just simply amazing experiences for that. So it's just been wonderful to be a witness to the changes that people make in their lives.
How does that make you feel? Just amazing. I can only imagine. Yeah,
absolutely. I just feel just honored to be able to. But again, you know, I wasn't looking to do hypnosis. I wasn't looking to do a lot of these things, but they just, the right person, the right time, came at the right time.
That's what it is. We're talking to Susan Hastings of Creative Communications Center, which is located in Hanover, New Hampshire. The book, amazing book, is Walking the Spiritual Path with Practical Feet, 10 Visionaries Who Make a Difference. Really incredible book. You can find out more about the book as well as journal and CDs, all available at www.adifference.com. And also, if you'd like to learn more about the Creative Communications Center, you can visit adifference.com and also HastingsHypnotherapy.com as well. Susan, a real joy and pleasure to have you with us here on the show, wishing you continued success, and hope we get a chance to chat some more. I had a million more questions for you, but the half hour just goes by so extraordinarily fast. But this was a wonderful, wonderful chat, And thanks for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Jim. It certainly has been my pleasure.
You are very, very welcome. Susan Hastings, our guest. Jim Masters, CU TV News Radio, for the entire team here. Thank you for joining us. Stay tuned. More great shows coming up. Have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.